Hello and welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations Podcast. I'm Duchess Zane.
And I'm Butchess Dane. I'm Big Cat. How you doing? How are you doing today, Cat?
I'm alright. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I'm tired as fuck too. But I haven't done shit today. I just went to class and that's it.
I mean,
I didn't even do my fucking abs, bro.
Look, you gotta get on it. Why are you slacking?
Because I'm a fucking lazy piece of shit. I don't know.
Don't speak so negatively about yourself.
What have you done today?
I handled some business I needed to handle.
Okay.
You know, got some things done in my names.
Okay. You know? Big adulting stuff.
Yeah, basically. I'm not looking forward to it, but you know, it's just a necessary evil of existence that you can't complain about.
It doesn't
have
to be unless you're born into wealth. And the noises of New Jersey, brought to you by New Jersey. The shittiest state in the whole country. That's a lie.
Nah, I'm going to revisit that. I feel like...
Wait, I think Maine takes the cake. Because I never heard of Maine being spoken about positively.
Maine?
Yeah, like what the fuck is in Maine? Like pizza or something? Maine. Lighthouses?
Lobsters?
Like, seafood?
Are we talking about the state? The state?
Yeah. Well, no, the country, Maine, is by Sri Lanka. You fucking dickhead.
You took me by like the side of that.
Where else is Maine?
Fucking... Maine is over there. It's in the northeast. It's like...
Yes, that's what I meant.
It's a fishing state.
But I've been to Texas, though.
Is it like a camping state?
No. I'm sorry for shitting on Maine, but I've been to Texas. That's much worse.
Why?
Because it's hot, and they think they're the shit, because they got Whataburger.
Okay, I'm very confused.
And that noise is brought to you by niggas that can't afford housing just because they spend their money on fucking vehicles that are too loud for the street. Jesus Christ.
Tell me how you feel today.
I'm fucking feisty, bro.
Bro, I hear it.
I'm fucking angry.
Well, what's got your panties in a bunch?
My panties in a bunch is that I'm bored.
You're bored?
Yeah, that's it. I have no reason to be feisty.
Okay, because I'm really like, what's wrong with you?
I just slept wrong. I did go to sleep kind of late, though.
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean... You know what's wrong with you is that you haven't exercised yet today.
I haven't... That's why daddy's so fucking
like loud. Dead serious.
Yo, I get fucking moody when I don't fucking pump some iron at the fucking gym, boys.
He's a fake ass meathead.
Fake ass meathead. How's that fake?
I mean,
what's a real meathead? That niggas, they just
like
eat
like weights. With like the fucking roids and their necks are all.
Oh no,
big.
Steroids are for pussies. You heard it here first, boys.
I mean,
I know if you take steroids, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Your heart's gonna get too big unless they're like prescribed by a doctor and whatnot.
But I think, like, steroids sometimes are good in certain medicines for, like, medical purposes.
Like, if you're doing it to get big and swole,
yeah, no.
Then I don't think you need that shit.
Does it shrink
I'm
your
all
pee-pee?
Natural. Huh?
Does it shrink your pee-pee? That's what I heard.
Yeah. If I would have taken steroids, I would have had just labias. Just, don't stick to, please don't do that.
Why?
You're distracting me.
My way. You're talking about your labias, and I had to lick my lips.
My big ass with some pussy lips. You imagine that?
I could imagine that.
Oh my god.
I imagine many things. Nothing sounds out of control to me, you know.
Bitch, we're gonna have to reshoot this episode.
Okay, let's start over.
No, don't you dare.
Oh my god, we can delete it and start over.
No, fuck that. We're going live with it. Don't even edit it. Just shit on fucking recorder. What you want to talk about today, man? Let's get right into the meat and potatoes of it.
Alright.
There was a lot of topics. Why? Women are sensitive? Men are too insensitive?
I think that you ascribe too much to gender roles.
No, let's not do this BuzzFeed shit right now. Come on.
It's
you
not
know
BuzzFeed.
It's true.
It's the truth. I mean, no. What I'm saying is, the root of that is, I think overall, most of society would agree with that, but I think that that's people who are ascribing to traditional gender roles, and because you kind of...
But it stems from the truth.
Men are sensitive as well, that they're just bred to, you know, not.
When was the last time I used my tears to get something that I wanted?
I've seen them.
And when was the last time you did it?
I've seen you before, and I don't use tears to get something that I want. I know people that do.
Yeah, because they don't work.
You know, I know people that weaponize their tears.
Yeah, and guess what? I drink that shit anyway. Yeah,
I beg to differ, but okay.
Oh, bitch, you want to be spicy? We would be spicy right now.
I mean,
now.
You brought it up. I'm
gonna slap your
shit. I'm hot tamale out this bitch.
Let's just fucking do it, nigga. Tapatio sauce
like,
on this motherfucker.
Look.
Go ahead.
As I said.
And we drinking Sprite with that shit, so it's extra fucking
I mean,
icy.
You pick and choose, you know what I'm saying?
I don't pick and choose. Let's fucking go.
No, I you do. I'm telling you.
No, let's go.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going. That's why I'm telling you.
Proceed.
Here it is. You pick and choose whose tears are able to be weaponized against you and whose aren't.
Maybe I receive so many tears from one weapon that I become immune to them.
So new tears.
New tears.
New tears still have a good effect on you, I noticed.
I beg to fucking differ, bud.
Okay, honey.
That's your review on the matter.
Look. You know that meme, right? Two dudes, they walking down, they look like two big-ass weed bushes, and they're like, hey, bro, do we smell like weed? And they're like, nah, bro, we don't smell like weed. That's you on this new tier shit, thinking you don't smell like weed.
Wow, where'd you get that meme from?
You know the one.
1999 fucking AOL files? Go fuck yourself. What?
Nothing.
You feel, your energy's kind of off. You don't want to talk right now?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think that you're being honest.
I'm being honest. How dare you? I am.
Okay.
I am being honest.
Like I said, two dudes that just smell like a whole bunch of weed and smoked with each other saying they don't smell like weed.
Okay. Well, that's fine and dandy. That's your opinion on the matter. But it's not my opinion, my nigga.
Okay.
I mean, you want to move on, stay on this topic, we could thug it out or bop it out, my nigga. And don't you dare hit that fucking mute button. We fucking keep on rolling. Look at that. You hear that? That's the cops. They're waiting on us to fuck up. You got nothing to say?
Not at all.
We're not gonna fucking end this right now. We better fucking
we can delete this shit. I want to delete this.
I don't want to delete this at all. What? We could have a fucking disagreement. We don't always have to agree with each other.
I mean, yeah, we can have disagreements. That's true. I just feel that if we're gonna have an honest conversation, I think we should have an honest conversation.
We are having an honest conversation. Who are you to dictate what's honest or not? Like, this is a problem with women. Like, you think that you know me
you don't
better
like
than
women?
I fucking hate
the way that it sounds like you do. The way that you say things sometimes is really offensive in
Look,
terms of
that
when you say.
That psychology degree is not working on right now.
I know, but I'm expressing my thoughts, so allow me to complete it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that a lot of times when you say things like generalizing women, like women this, women that, it's very negative, and you feel very your body language. You prostrate when you do it. It's a very like.
Yeah, because it's a constant bombardment on my character. That is me, my nigga. Like you're always. Just generalizing, it's been working for me because
like saying negative. How is you saying something negative about women a bombardment?
I'm not saying negative. I'm saying shit that is true. Like, yo, yeah, I use tears to get what I want. Yeah, I always become too oversensitive. When was the last time, as a grown man, I'm 27, the last time that crying has ever worked for me in my favor in any fucking capacity?
It sounds like you've been around people that cry a lot, because not
yes,
everybody does that.
Yes, people in general, well, I know mostly women, they use sensitivities to get what they want. And that's the subject of today's matter. And then you could say that I'm too fucking, don't do that. Just because you don't feel like you don't want to talk about it.
I feel like you're saying that you want to talk about it, but
I
the
reality,
but the
but
reality
you always
is,
keep shutting me down. You shut me down when it's what I want to do.
Okay, perhaps you feel that way right now, and maybe I'm feeling that way, because what I'm feeling is like when I'm trying to say something in response to you, you're talking over me, and so I quiet up, and I haven't really finished many of my thoughts.
Because you feel very passionate.
Place. No, that's not why. Because what you're doing is you get big and you prostrate and you puff up
How
your
am I
shoulders
getting big?
And stuff.
I'm sitting on a little
I'm
fucking.
I'm telling you what you're doing. I'm looking at you.
Okay, so go ahead with your counterpoint, bro. Come on.
Like, and it's like you. Did you catch what you said earlier in the conversation? Like, literally, you saying something, how is you saying something negative about women a bombardment against you? I'm not even done. A bombardment against you. How is you saying something negative about women a bombardment against you? I was like, that don't make sense. How can you be bombarded by you saying something negative about women? Like, I don't get that. And then, do you feel that women's rights are held to a higher regard than men's rights or something like that?
No, but we could get into it. I think it's not as hard as you think it is to be a woman than it is to be a man.
Mm-hmm. I think that to be
Who kill themselves more?
Men. To be, I just bit my tongue on that because I'm going to say I think that's just because, like, they don't think things through as much.
What? That's generalizing.
Exactly. How does it feel?
No, I'm asking you, how does that feel? You see? Because there's some truth in sometimes generalizing. So you actually, I mean, I feel good about this. Don't you dare hit it. Keep going.
I don't want to publish this episode.
Well, I do.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. I'm not a dumbass nigga.
I never called you a dumbass nigga, nor did I imply that. What I'm trying to have you understand in this conversation is that you have some negative views about women that
right.
almost anyone can hear by how on guard you get about it, is that you've been hurt by women and you feel a way as a result of that. Yes. People's life experiences make them who they are. But that doesn't mean that it makes it right. You understand? So
I'm just having a discussion. What do you want me to say? I'm right all the time?
No, but what you're saying is, you're saying that you're there are some truths to women.
Generalizing.
Of course, stereotypes are based on facts.
Okay.
That's where they come from.
Okay, so when I brought something up about men, you seemed to be in agreement almost immediately. But then when I said something about women, you were like, oh, well, you know, that's not true. Like, let's speak in honesty.
Okay, when I'm speaking in honesty, is what I'm saying is that it's not exclusive to women to cry when they're emotional.
And I'm asking you again, when was the last time, usually, who cries in a relationship? Who usually gets what they want? Even in comedy, you could hear people like, oh, well, you know, my wife made me sleep on the couch, you know, she was really upset. When somebody gets upset in their relationship, most of the time it's women. And what do men do? They show their belly. Because they're being emotionally manipulated.
I think that emotional manipulation works both ways. I think that they do portray certain stereotypes on TV because it works for the sitcom and it works for the scripts and things like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not per se.
My question is, not to interrupt you anything, because I don't want to miss none of these points. Aren't some of these things based off reality?
That's why they're put into sitcoms, because their experiences. Exactly.
Did you hear that? Sorry.
I did. It was
that
very
shit had COVID.
It sounded a little sick.
Yeah.
It sounded like a sound effect.
Yeah.
I think that you are a stereotype of a man yourself, you know, of a certain type of man.
Okay.
You know, in terms of the chip on your shoulder that you have against women, because
I don't have a chip on my shoulder against women. I just have a chip on my shoulder when shit's not being called out appropriately.
Nah, there's certain ways
I deal with fairness.
That's fair. There's certain ways that you jump on it. Oh, or not, with a little extra different energy that I'm like, damn, nigga.
Yeah, well, yeah, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's something that I want to talk about because it's in my mind. And if I can't talk about it with you, then I guess I have to talk about it with nobody.
I feel like that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that, like, you're saying that only women do that, or
mostly women do that shit and they get away with it. Every single fucking time.
Now, we'll say, like, women know to try to bust out a tear or have, I would say not all, but, you know. Okay, so I'm gonna play devil's advocate, and to your point that if a cop rolls up on a window and a nigga's crying, that dude is not getting out the ticket.
Right.
And if a woman's crying, she might, if she's attractive, the cop feels whatever.
Right.
She might have a chance to get out the ticket by crying. So if that's what you mean, then yes. You know what I mean? But to say that it is exclusively something done by women, I can't, like, agree with that.
Okay.
Because I've seen...
And I could be wrong. I'm definitely wrong all the time.
I've seen it happen a lot of times where men are the emotional manipulator in a situation. You know what I'm saying?
Because you mostly dealt with men. I'm a nigga.
No, I didn't. Remember, I was a lesbian for over 10 years.
So women don't cry to each other?
That's not what I said. But what I'm saying is
No. The women, when you were in a relationship,
you're trying to pull in a lasso. They like to throw me off the point, so I'm not gonna allow that.
Okay,
you already acknowledge what women do, and that's not what we're talking about right now, is it?
All right, copy that.
Thank you. So what we're talking about right now is that men have the capacity to be emotionally manipulative in the same way that you are implying that women do.
Yeah, but I never disagree with you, dickhead, about the man part. I can just say that women are mostly use their emotions to get away with what they want. I didn't disagree with you. You just heard something that didn't quite taste so good in your head, and you're like, nah, I'm on one side, he's on another. Of course, well, no, men could be fucking emotionally
not
manipulated.
Not only that, but
like I do that shit all the time, or I used to. I'm like, oh, I'm not hungry. Oh, even though I'm hungry as fuck, I just don't want you to cook for me.
Oh, baby, I'll be cooking for you anyway, and then you're just gonna be there and you gonna eat it either.
And I'm gonna eat it anyway, and just be like, oh, mopey, oh no. No, and niggas do that shit all the time. Yeah, they could be emotionally manipulated because they want attention. What?
Nothing.
Would you disagree with me? Not say it right all. Now. Say it. Okay, cool.
That's why I laughed because I thought of something that made me laugh in agreement with you.
Oh, thank you.
And so there was that.
What made you think that I disagreed with you at any aspect? Because you thought I was going so hard against women?
Yes, because of how much your physical body language changed. I wish that this podcast had a camera. I have so much passion. But nigga,
We will eventually.
Yeah, we'll do some record. That would be dope. Yeah, so we'll do that.
We're not Joe Rogan, though.
Yeah. No, can't take his crown. But point is, we have our own lane. What I'm saying is that when you said it, I took offense. And I guess I did not hear the part of you not disagreeing because of how you physically, your body language changed. It did. You sat up like
I become so passionate because I hate that shit.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe you should monitor the amount of that's in your life so you don't have to feel so virile about it.
I'm trying to talk to you as candidly as possible. And then you're like, well, I don't agree with that because, nigga, I wasn't disagreeing with you at all. I'm not saying that men are without fault. I've seen a lot of piece of shit niggas. And they get called out. But I've seen a lot of piece of shit bitches and they don't get called out. Because it's supposed to be like the way it is, right? I refuse for that.
I think that I don't want to sound like I'm switching sides on this shit. But and what you're saying is that I think yes, there's a
oh shit.
That
I wish I had a camera for your reaction.
Shut up. I feel like what you're saying is right, is that women don't get held accountable as much for that when they do that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not fair because I think I've seen it where a woman is doing that and even another woman will try to say, hey, do you see what this woman's doing? And a man will go, no, she's not doing that.
Yeah, but she's clearly doing that shit.
And then down the line, the man will realize,
oh, fuck, this bitch play me.
Yeah, because he'll get to know the woman and the facade of her just being a woman, and he'll actually look at the character.
It's like a bank heist at the end where it's just you and your girl hot potentially at the end. And for some reason, she takes off her mask and it happens to be you, and then she shoots you or something. Some weird shit like that. They always get the last word. And what I'm trying to say is, I have no point. I'm just saying they all lie. That's my point. I just don't like being emotionally manipulated.
You want to talk about lying, you know.
Oh, here we go. So we brought it back and now you want to argue again? Come on, let's do it.
No,
please, I do.
I listened to an earlier podcast and I realized why in that podcast when I asked that question you felt so put on the spot.
What question was it?
About barebacking. And you were like, hey, what you mean? Ah. And then I was like, I'm not coming at you. And I said,
you agree? Become overly fucking defensive when you got caught. When you get caught and shit.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm not coming at you. And I didn't understand why you reacted that way to that question at that time.
Psychology degree coming in handy now.
And then, you know, I was like, yo, that's so funny. And you were like, oh, yeah, not with strangers. Not with strangers. And that was like the one stress part. And I just thought in that moment when I replayed that and I did the timeline in my head, I was like, that was the perfect opportunity right there to come clean.
You want to pause right now? On the air?
I mean, it didn't have to be on the air, but after the conversation, it could have been had.
Like, hey, by the way, run it back.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of times you do that run that back shit. And so I just thought to myself, niggas ain't shit.
And neither are bitches. We all lie.
But like, I just thought in that moment.
Make that face again. Don't lose me. Like, let's not lose each other. We're going in the right direction.
I feel like
we started off real bad.
I feel like more often, right? Niggas ain't shit, and women are emotionally manipulative.
Bitches ain't shit neither.
Bitches
ain't shit more.
Hear me. Wait, hear me out.
You will cry.
Hear me out.
Let me get a point before I.
No. Because
run it fast, so I don't.
The same way that you said that women are, they weaponize their emotions or some shit like that. And it's women that do that more often than not.
Niggas ain't shit more?
Basically.
You couldn't just say that?
No, but I had to take you around. We had to travel.
You had to travel. Fucking bitch. Yo, I hope somebody...
is safe.
Safe, yeah. I was going to say some wild shit. Like, all mm-hmm. this fucking sirens and shit. Yeah, I mean, we're right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking counter arguing that? Niggas ain't shit.
I didn't have
niggas ain't shit. You know why? Because they lie and they're not upfront with it. See, I want to vote to a level where I don't fucking lie at all and I do whatever the fuck I want righteously.
And that's the thing. And that's where I feel that's how you can have an ethical relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're being truthful, it's up to your partner whether or not they want to stay. But when you're not being truthful, you take away your partner's right to choose whether or not the situation is still right for them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the only way it could be good.
It's always worked out for me better when I tell the truth. And not because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I love you and you love me. And
no, that's
and
about and being and true to your own character.
Because you got me fucked up. I will live in my best life because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. It is what it is. And you got to fucking be upfront with everything. Back to the fucking manipulative shit. I'm bad about that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. But I still about what? But I don't know. Manipulating you at times?
I didn't think it was manipulating. It was just, well.
No, because I know I've done it before and made you feel bad more than it needed to be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he, like, I don't be really pressed about a thing. Like, I don't care, but it's like, shit, I want to make her feel better because I'm trying to get something out of this later.
No, you know what I think? I don't think that I've noticed.
Because I don't do it. Because, like, whenever I did it, I didn't do it as much. And now that I don't feel like that's necessary.
I think that you do it differently now than how you did before. Because I don't, like, what you're describing, you might have done that in the past, but, like, it never felt that way. I think that when you've done it recently or whatnot, it's been because you feel uncomfortable with being, you know, with the accountability that's being brought to your face. And so you try to use it in that way to deflect your own accountability. So that's when I think that you do that. You get where I'm coming from?
I think you're a cunt.
I know you do. You know, and it is what it is. And I don't deny that I can definitely be a cunt at times. And it is what it is when I feel that I'm pushed to that place.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, if someone's holding you accountable for something and then you accuse them of being something that they're not in that situation.
I've been plenty guilty of doing that.
Yes, yeah. You have. Which is what I'm highlighting right now.
You should have seen the fucking satisfaction in your face. We really do need a camera here.
No, it's just, I don't think that I got satisfaction from that. These are definitely things that I came to realize on my own. It's just that I'm voicing them to you now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, in any relationship, there's always some bullshit. Anyone can act like...
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Michelle and Barack got some bullshit. You know what
Please
I'm saying?
Please don't, because
like,
them niggas got... They probably got the satellite...
God bless. No, we love them, respect them. They got a mature understanding, I'm sure.
Don't bring politics into this, because they're going
to
kill us. We're going to get Illuminati.
My point is
we're going
to
get
say,
FedEx trucked like that one lady that had the Epstein case.
I don't give a fuck who you are, whatever your status of your relationship, publicly or privately, every relationship has some shit. And with that being said, you know, you have to process through it and decide, you know, on your own without your partner admitting their own dirt or being, you know, or willing to be accountable. You know, you have to work through it whether or not they're willing to be accountable for it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that.
Yeah, cool. We brought it back full circle and you wanted to end it.
I mean, we can end it now, we can not end it now. I don't care.
I kind of want to stop right now.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I gotta go to work soon.
Okay.
What? Is there something you want me to review over?
Not necessarily.
No, it's like you said a valid point and then you want to keep on going. You think I'm like retreating or something?
I mean, I thought that
Bitch, come out with the shits then.
Well, I thought that you would have something to say. You always got something to say.
I ain't got shit to say now. I was stumped.
I find that interesting.
I could be wrong. Nigga, Rocky loses sometimes in the movies.
No,
the
I'm fuck? Not. It's not about you being wrong. I thought that you might have, like, a rebuttal in terms of, like, you know, whatever. That's where I was coming from.
What? You said some truth. What?
Okay.
What you want me to do? You want to fucking flip around, catch on fire, get on one knee, get the fuck out of here?
Nigga, why don't you fucking do it on the handstand and just... And just fucking...
I won't do... if you could do it, I'll do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay? You like that? Right, you like that shit? What?
And then, like, I'll bust a dance hall move out on your ass.
And don't think I don't fucking catch that. When you start to cry, you go in the other room. Because you know that's not with me anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. It's not. I'm just... I realized that. And thank you.
Well, you know... I gotta stop it so that you can get annoyed by the other person's tears instead of mine.
Why
now.
Would you do that? We're gonna cut that out.
Are we? Oh well, we're not. It'll stay in, right? Because we're authentic.
This bitch is crazy. All right, well, you know, if I decide to fucking haymaker verbally your partner air.
I mean, it kind of has happened.
When?
But it was just never identified. You know how it is. There's Easter eggs
everywhere.
Nah, bitch,
you like being... See, that's what I'm talking about. Women can be fucking spiteful.
Oh, I never said...
Being spicy as fuck for what?
For what?
I don't know. Like, bitch, you want to be one up? Oh, nigga thought we was playing chess? Nigga, I was playing checkers all along. Flip the table. Well, Monopoly hand.
I'd rather play chess because checkers is more of a simplified game, so...
I hate when you do that, like, smart, like, oh, I know you are, but what am I type bullshit with your vocabulary? It's annoying as fuck.
Oh, my God, I read a book.
Oh, my God, I graduated college.
I read a book. I read many books.
You want to end it out?
It's
the highest note we're gonna get. All
right.
I'm ready to punch you in the teeth.
That's all
well,
right.
Well, I was till
we're gonna start that CBT, non-consensual. Here we go. All right. So this
what?
Yeah. Questions, comments, concerns.
You could go to fucking crazycatconversations@gmail.com, or you could call this bitch at 978.
Oh
fuck
my
your
God.
Mother. Yeah, you thought it was. Yeah. This was Big Cat.
And such a Zane.
Butch is Zane.
Yeah, fuck you. Signing out. Talk to you later. Bye.